Joe Frescrobe is with us from the Michigan DNR. Good afternoon to you, sir. I think it's afternoon.
Yep. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, just past 12. You're going to talk with us about the program to help feed the hungry, our hunters. I know we have local programs here in the UP that do that. Talk a little about the program that you are in charge of, and I imagine it coordinates with local programs around the whole state.
Sure. So I oversee the Hunters Feeding Michigan program, which is the Department of Natural Resources program. We recently contracted with the Food Bank Council of Michigan. The Food Bank Council of Michigan is going to help us with the logistics and getting the venison out to all 83 counties in the state. The program started in 2005, and about 2007 is when really things started kicking off. And since then, hunters have donated over 2.8 million servings to those in need.
Now, is this only venison, or is this rabbit meat, or other meat that hunters may get game, other types of game?
At this time, we focus on mainly white-tailed deer. We do get occasional elk in there, but most of it is venison from white-tailed deer. The reason is because we have processors that are available to take on deer, and we get a lot of venison from one deer. So we say about 40 pounds of ground venison from each deer, and equals about 160 servings. So each deer goes a long ways. It can provide a lot of food to those in need.
So how does the program work then?
So how the program works is hunters can look up on our website. They go michigan.gov/huntersfeedingmichigan. They can find a list of participating processors. They just drop off the deer at the participating processor at no cost to them. Our processors process the venison into ground venison, or the deer into ground venison. And then from there, we work with the Food Bank Council of Michigan and the Feeding America Network, and they distribute it out to about 2,800 pantries across the state.
Ends up getting this food, Joe?
Yeah, so those that go to any of the 2,800 food pantries across the state, so while they're picking up some maybe canned goods, some vegetables, they might have an option to pick up some venison as well.
All right. Where can people find out more information about this then, if they haven't? And a lot of people up here, we have a lot of deer. We know about these kind of programs, but how can people find out more about yours?
Yeah. So they can go to michigan.gov/huntersfeedingmichigan. There's a nice promotional video at the top that kind of shows it from the start to the end. If they're willing to contribute monetarily to the program, we have a way to do so on our website. But also, most of our donations come in through when someone buys a hunting and fishing license, there's a question that pops up: would you like to donate towards the Hunters Feeding Michigan program? And that goes to cover processing expenses. So it allows us to pay our processors a reasonable rate to ensure that we can keep the venison going into the food banks.
All right. Well, you're in a bit of a downtime right now because it's not deer season yet, but I'm sure things will be picking up, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.